But we always called it fried cornbread.
Well, Miriam had something the other night out at her house. She called corn dodger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she just made them into little cakes and fried them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. I rarely fix it like that, so I'm not, you know, I hadn't thought about, but I hadn't thought about that particular, yes, it would be. Corn dodger is a very acceptable phrase, because I've heard that called that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But it did come to my mind too easily, because I don't have to fix it like that very much, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's right, corn dodger would be the correct term for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, if you're talking about bread again, basically two types: homemade bread versus the kind you buy at the store.
Store-bought bread.
Now this is a kind of a dessert thing that's it has yeast in it, and it's fried in deep fat and has a hole in the
donuts.
Yeah. Now, something that people have for breakfast a lot of times, it's made with a batter and they fry like three or four of them at a time.
Pancakes.
Now, what would you call what people pour over the pancakes a lot of times?
Syrup.
Yeah. The inside part of the egg.
The yolk.
And the outside part.
The white.
If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Poached.
Okay. And then if you leave the shells on them and cook them in hot water?
Well, that's boiled.
Okay. Now, you're probably not too familiar with slaughtering hogs.
No.
You happen to know what they call the meat between the ham part and the shoulder part?
Is that the loin?
Well,
wait a minute. Tenderloin.
Okay.
And let's see, that's the bacon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the tenderloin.
Mm-hmm.
And the backbones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are the most commonly known.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, the part bacon
mm-hmm.
comes from. Well, the crusty sort of outside part of bacon, that, of course, when you buy it in the store, it's already been cut off.
Yes.
But
mm-hmm. We call that the rind.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess did it come with that already on there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
When you would buy it originally?
Yes, buy it originally. It always came with the rind on. Now it doesn't.
Yeah.
Except in some instances they will cut it that way, but it shrinks, you know, and it doesn't, the bacon doesn't look as nice as when you cut that off, because then it will fry uniformly.
Well, did you buy it already sliced?
Mm-hmm. Unless you do your own butchering, you know, and then you slice it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, the kind of meat is also hog meat. It's ground up and it comes in little lengths.
Sausage.
Oh, yeah. Now, if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat, and it starts smelling bad, you say it's
spoiled.
Now, and you know, like, after you butcher a hog, what you make with the meat from its head.
Yes. Sass.
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard of something that's made by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No, they don't use pot. They don't use goose liver for pate.
Yeah.
Yes. Wonder why I'm getting sluggish. Let's see. Hog liver. Liver cheese.
Or something like
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of liver pudding?
No.
I had never heard of that until recently. There was in a little meat market where I shop. I went in and they had something that I've never seen before in a case. And I asked him what it was.
Never heard of it.
And I got some of it, and it was delicious.
It was.
It had sage, and it was really spicy.
All the seasonings and everything.
Yeah, and it was